Hi, welcome to Dogs Are Smarter Than People with New York Times bestselling author Carrie Jones
and her adorable husband Sean Farrar. Thanks for hanging out with us as we give some
life tips
and real life marriage banter.
Let's get started now with a random thought.
Hey, it's random thought time.
Baby, you sound less enthused than anybody. Now, buck up, little camper.
Sean's been driving me crazy. He's been
but
so
in a good
frustrating
way.
That I'm almost ready to cry.
In a good way.
Which kind of goes with our podcast.
Does it really?
Yes, sort of. But hey, you want to talk about this instead?
Well, if I could see it.
Well, you can't see it because it's random. Apparently, there was a pig-like creature.
Yeah.
In Arizona, named a javelina.
They've been there for hundreds of years.
Dude, I'm not from the South. I don't know this stuff. So they're like a piggy, right?
Yeah.
And it was hungry. And so it jumped inside a car because it was tempted by the sweet, sweet smell
of McDonald's.
Cheetos.
Oh, even better.
I wonder if he got like any Cheeto dust on his little snout.
Right? That would have been a great commercial for Cheetos. Right? They would have had to do away with Chester Cheetah for that.
Anyways, so they like the sheriff deputies get this phone call, right?
Yeah.
And it's there's a javelina stuck inside a Subaru station wagon.
That's amazingly crazy.
And they're like, oh, well, we think we left the hatchback open overnight. And that's when he got in.
Really?
Yes. And so he tried to get out again and he couldn't get out again. I don't know how the hatchback closed or whatever, but
it must have an automatic thing.
Maybe.
That's weird, though.
But in trying to get out, he ripped off a portion of the dashboard.
He also
ripped off a part of the inside of a door.
Ooh.
Yeah. And then put the car in neutral. And then the car rolled down the driveway and went across the street. So apparently he was like, I gotta get out of here. They're gonna know. And like, he couldn't get out.
But he didn't have the keys.
Oh, whoops. I'm sorry I made that big
mess. Oh, you moved.
And then, but the javelina was not injured.
That's good.
And apparently had its nice Cheeto snack and all was okay.
He ran right out when the responding deputy opened the hatchback, I saw.
Yeah, man. But speaking of chaos-causing animals,
yeah.
I once had a squirrel in my car on the way to a Rotary meeting.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah. That was terrifying.
That's awesome, actually.
Because I was like, what do I do?
How did that squirrel get in your car?
The window was open, man.
Oh.
And like, hey, it's a Subaru. Apparently they like Subarus.
Animals like the Subarus. Because Subarus are driven by liberals, like nature lovers. So, you know, there's a relationship there.
And they're like, huh, Cheetos.
They won't hurt me.
And anyways,
I would have shot that javelina right through the window and blamed the bullet hole on the javelina. And we would have had dinner for the next couple months.
I just pulled over and opened the door and the squirrel got out.
I know.
Thank God.
But that's not all that happened.
What else happened?
Well, you called me.
Oh, I did call
frantic.
I forgot that part.
And I said, stop. I probably said, stop, get out of the car and open all the doors, but you didn't even have to because the squirrel wanted to get the hell out of Dodge.
He was like, no one can see me riding around in a Subaru.
That's right.
This is so uncool. This is so uncool.
He's like, you don't jump out a window in the middle of traffic unless it's at least a Beamer.
That's so rough.
Oh, crap. That's pretty funny, though.
I know. I like it.
So, yeah. What's this next one?
Oh, I didn't even know if I wanted to talk about it. I was so excited about
this.
Didn't
they make a movie about this one?
No, this is not a snake on a plane. It's a snake in a public garden. So, apparently, people got the UK.
I was going to say this has to be in America, but it was the UK?
Yeah, it's in Northumberland, and it's a garden that the public go. It's like a tourist attraction. It's called Anwick Garden.
Oh.
And they saw a giant boa constrictor slithering around, and everybody freaked out. And it turned out that it was a plastic lookalike.
It wasn't even a real snake?
It was not a real snake.
They didn't see it actually slither?
No.
What the?
But they reported.
What the heck? What is wrong with these people? Nobody has the balls or the ovaries to walk up. And that's not a boa constrictor.
Well, they said it was a boa constrictor.
That's a viper. That's some sort of a venomous snake. I don't know that it's got realistic coloring, but you can tell by the shape of its head.
Oh, my God. And then the garden people were like, oops, our Miss Snake.
Oh, that's pretty funny.
On Twitter. They're like, sorry, we just couldn't resist sharing a sneak peek at like their Easter trail around the world. So that was a prop
for their Easter egg hunt?
Yeah. It was like a promo thing.
I can't believe people are so silly.
Yeah.
Like nobody even picked up a rock and threw it at it.
No. Like,
hey, that snake's not moving. It's just...
First you're going to shoot the javelina and then you're like, and eat it. Now you're throwing rocks at snakes. Well, you don't have to try to
peg the snake in the head with a fastball. You can just toss something towards it and see if it moves. Jesus.
If you're an animal, beware around Sean. Lesson learned.
What are we talking about today, baby?
Well, today we're talking about Carrie ranting. I have a rant again today, I guess. And oh. I am so sorry.
No problem.
So mean to me. This is why I get ranty. Because you're not very supportive.
I'm so supportive. You know when you rant about social media, I'm always supportive.
This isn't necessarily about social media. Ready?
Okay.
Stop stomping on people. That's the name of our podcast this week, right?
All
right. And there was recently a piece by a lawyer / poet / political pundit critiquing a younger, more celebritified, we made up that word, poet that caused a bit of uproar in the writing community for a couple reasons. And so here's the thing. Just because a poem doesn't speak to you or your idea of what a poem is doesn't mean that it's not a poem or that the person who wrote it isn't a poet.
That's for sure.
Like, it's subjective, man. It's just like music and all kinds of art. You might like Van Gogh and someone else might not like Van Gogh. You might like Santana and somebody else might not like Santana. You might like Anne Rice's erotica and somebody else might not. It's just...
That person doesn't have any sex drive.
It's still music and books and it's... You don't get to tell someone else they're not a poet.
That's definitely true. I mean, because speaking strictly of poetry, if that was how I judged, there would be very few poets in this world. Yeah,
there'd be no poets in the world if Sean was in charge. So, all right. This one guy...
Yeah.
He doesn't get to, talk about one woman, and he doesn't get to decide that no matter how adamantly he digs in his heels, he does not get to be the person who decides you're a poet or not.
That's for sure.
Right?
Yeah.
One liberal doesn't get to decide that about a conservative, or vice versa. Being a critic doesn't mean you have to be an asshole.
Well, by nature, being a critic makes you an asshole.
No, it doesn't. That's not what good criticism is.
I know. Criticism I'm just teasing.
Is putting the art in the context of the times.
Yeah.
And also looking at the things that have fed into it, looking at how it might be innovative, look at how it might be reflective. You do not have to be an asshole to be a critic.
You've cussed twice on this podcast.
I don't friggin' care, man.
Oh, you
I'll put explicit on it.
I
can't do that one. So.
Yeah. The woman. Well.
What?
I'm sorry. I skipped ahead. Carrie and Emily. And myself. We're walking our new puppy, Pogi, and our older dog, Sparty, this weekend. And the person Carrie often tries to avoid stopped to talk. This person said that we needed to take our chunky little arthritic Sparty on more walks because he had gained weight, and she could tell. She has no idea how many walks Sparty goes on.
Then
they looked at our newly painted blue stairs and said, oh, that white splotch is still there.
And then she gave our chubby dog a treat.
They gave him... Sparty multiple treats,
yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, they did. You need to take your dog on more walks because it's chunky.
Which
here,
is part of why Sparty is a little chubby. Because the dog treats.
Yes. So here's another thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Being observant doesn't mean you have to be an asshole.
Either.
People don't need to be celebrities for other people to want to take them down, to criticize them, or to refuse to say one positive thing. And you know what happened on Facebook today?
Well, go ahead and tell me, baby.
All right, this is just another example of how annoying people can be and how uncouth and uncourteous and unkind. So this poor person goes in my messenger, goes out of the way to ask how one of our best friends is doing because they have a cancer diagnosis, right? So they're like, hey, have you heard anything about this person? And I'm like, yeah, they went and got an MRI and they're back home again.
Right.
And they gave me a thumbs up.
Really?
Not like a, hey, thanks for letting me know, or why they're even asking, gossip mongering hound. Like, they just give me a thumbs up.
Oh, you gotta tell
which
me
is
more
why
about that. Like,
I didn't release any more information, honestly, about our friend, because I'm like, why would you do this? There's a GoFundMe here, like, go post on there. You're friends with him too, you're on the, you were on the same board. Ask him how he's doing.
Right.
You don't need to go do some subterfuge bullshit and ask me. I am cranky.
Wow.
I'm cranky.
And then they gave you a thumbs up.
And then they didn't even say thanks. Just a thumbs
Man,
up.
Man, I know which how means you hate the thumbs ups.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It makes me think it's one particular person, but I don't think it is that person. Because they don't have any need to come to you for that information.
This person didn't. That's why it's very freaking annoying. But it's anyways. It was a woman. It wasn't a man.
Okay, then that eliminates both of my suspects.
But anyways, don't be an asshole.
No, you don't need to be an asshole.
If someone goes out of their way for you, be kind and say thank you. If somebody you notice that their dog's chubby? Say something positive, too. You know? Or don't say, hey,
well,
your dog's chubby. You need to take him on more walks.
If you're going to be observant, you need to make sure that you're accurate. Because I guarantee you that that white splotch is not the same white splotch this person saw before. Because the paint steps were painted way longer ago than the white trim of the porch that was just painted. And somebody stepped in and walked on the step and left that white spot, sir.
It's just...
Anyways,
So again, being observant doesn't mean you have to be an asshole. People don't need to be celebrities. Like, stop. Like, we're evil to regular, ordinary people all the time. And in this world, it's so easy to criticize each other in a snark and to deride. But just because something is easy doesn't mean it's right.
That's for correctness. That's right.
So, you know what's hard?
Keep talking. It's finding bits of good people.
That was a big breath. I'm going to keep that in there.
It's no, that's because I screwed up. It's finding bits of good in people have given up on themselves and people who others have given up on too.
You got to find the bits of good.
Yeah. It's so much harder than just criticizing. But you don't evolve if you don't do the hard stuff. That's right. That's true, baby. And evolving, that's sexy.
We all think we're good.
You know,
people.
I've done a lot of evolving lately, baby. Like a lot.
He's touching his chat. We all think we're good people. And I'm sure that woman walking her dog does too. I bet the angry poet, tree critic, and political pundit does. And I bet that person who sent me that Facebook message, I'm positive they do. But here's the question for all of us. When was the last time we helped someone who was having a hard time? And here's another question. When was the last time you ignored someone when they were doing poorly? Did you criticize their dog? How often they walk them? Did you say the blue of your front porch steps is nice? Or did you just say, oh, that white splotch is still there? Did you write an essay about how a young black woman in her early 20s was not a poet and how her poetry and her voice had no merit?
Hell no.
Authentic leadership and character requires
lifting as we climb. Not stomping on people below us so hard that they are dragging themselves through the dirty ground, or yanking people above us off the ladder so forcefully that they break bones and spirits in their fall.
Nurturing
other people's talents, even when it's hard to see those talents, it's a skill. It's a leadership. It's what a good person like me is about.
It's also about not giving a thumbs up emoji, but saying thank you.
That's right.
Lifting as you climb is more than a slogan. It's a way of life, and it's a really good one. Topple as you ignore.
Stomp as you criticize.
They don't really work so well.
No, they work for a lot of people, but they don't work for society and human psyches. They suck.
They're not sexy.
No.
You want to be sexy.
No, you want to be sexy like this.
We're all human and we're all flawed, but we are all capable of so much more. So let's help each other achieve those great things, the great selves that we're capable of.
That's right, baby.
Yeah.
Give me a fist bump. So if I evolve a couple more times today, I'll be more. You won't be able to resist me tonight,
so
right?
So sexy.
I'll get it on the couch.
Irresistible. Go do some good, man.
I will. I'll run right out and do some good.
All right.
Hey there! Thanks for listening to Dogs Are Smarter Than People. Please be sure to like, subscribe, and share your heart out.
These podcasts and more are at my website, carriejonesbooks.blog.
There's even a little donation button there. Even a dollar inspires a happy dance in Carrie.
And Sean.
But hers are much better than mine.
His are funnier.
So thank you so much for your support.
The music you hear here is made available through the Creative Commons, and it's a bit of a shortened track.
Who is the artist and what's the song?
Well, it's Summer Spliff by Broke for Free.
I love that song.
He does.
Just because of the name.
He does. Thanks for listening
so much.